With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. The House barely approving a measure disproving President Trump's tariffs on Canada. Here's correspondent Greg Plugston.
The final vote of 219 to 211 was a rare rebuke of the president and GOP House leaders. Six Republicans joined all but one Democrat in favor of a resolution to terminate the president's use of a national emergency to put punitive trade measures on Canadian goods. The resolution stands a good chance of passage in the Senate. However, it's unlikely to become law since it would take two-thirds majorities in both chambers to overcome an expected White House veto. Greg Clugston, Washington.
It's beginning to look like U.S. deficits and debt will be on the rise. Correspondent Lisa Dwyer explains.
The nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office's 10-year outlook projects worsening federal deficits and rising debt over the next decade, driven by increased spending on Social Security, Medicare, and debt service payments. The report also factors in the One Big Beautiful Bill Act, higher tariffs, and immigration crackdowns. Those changes are projected to increase the deficit for 2026 by about $100 billion. Debt from 2026 to 2035 is expected to rise from 101% of GDP to 120%. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
FBI continues searching for Nancy Guthrie in Arizona. 84-year-old woman has been missing since Saturday, January 31st. Scientists are testing an entirely new way to fight heart disease, a gene editing treatment that might offer a one-time fix for high cholesterol. Gene editing approach is being developed by two companies, showing hints that switching off certain genes could lower artery clogging cholesterol. SRN News. A Virginia school board casting parents as terrorists.
ABC TV in Washington reports that school officials in suburban Loudoun County recently held a training in which actors portrayed local moms and dads pulling guns and attacking the board members at a public meeting. ABC quotes sources as saying that school board chairwoman April Chandler described parents as, quote, disruptors and agitators. During the session, board members were trained how to escape and how to fight the parents. Michael Harrington reporting.
Another attack on Christians in Nigeria. Local officials say gunmen killed three villagers and abducted 11 more people, including a clergyman, during a pre-dawn attack in the north this week. The gunmen attacked the pastor's residence in Kaduna State. That incident is the latest now in a long cycle of violence that has surged in Nigeria. This is SRN News. McDonald's focus on value, well, it's paying off.
The fast food giant reports its global same-store sales jumped by 5.7% in the fourth quarter of 2025. That beat analysts' expectations, along with revenue and earnings. McDonald's cut prices on some U.S. combo meals in September. McDonald's also drove U.S. traffic in the fourth quarter with limited-time promotions, including its Monopoly game and a Grinch-themed meal. Bob Agnew reporting.
Asian markets mostly higher. Japan and South Korea setting new records after Wall Street wobbled in reaction to stronger-than-expected U.S. jobs data. U.S. futures edged higher. Tokyo's Nikkei topped 58,000 early Thursday. Dow Jones Industrial Average, 67 points. The NASDAQ dropped 36. Oh, by the way, crude oil was up 15 cents at $64.78. More details, srnnews.com.